Taking a closer look at vowels, lips, mouth, tongue, they shape the airflow out of the mouth like a musical instrument, and there's no obstruction of the air when making vowels. This is a vowel chart, and it explains where the different vowels are made in your mouth. So at the top of this diagram it says front, near front, central, near back, back. That's the front of your mouth and the back of your mouth. And then on the left hand side you see open, near open, open mid, mid, and then close, as in closed. And this is the shape of your mouth, whether it's open or whether it's closed. And if you make this vowel sound E, then it's at the front of your mouth and your mouth is closed. If you say R, over exaggerate here and it'll be better, it'll be more obvious. If you say R, then it's at the back of your mouth and your mouth is open. And that is the area marked in red here. In the middle you have a symbol which is in the blue rectangle, and this is known as a schwa. And a schwa is a very important vowel. The reason being that sometimes we don't pronounce vowels as it would be if we were to pronounce a single word. Like for example, at. At. Because that's pronounced as a single word. If however you were to pronounce it in a combination of words, I'll meet you at 5 o'clock, then the at sounds like at. And this is not laziness on the part of the speaker. It's purely because in combined speech, our tongue has to move much quicker. And consequently, we use a schwa instead of the so-called original sound.